This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for September 2021. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Anton Poringer's life as a scientist and musician, and what musical instrument does he play? Many years ago, I began researching the scientific link between studying and playing a musical instrument and academic and societal success. I asked the American Amateur Chamber Music Society to ask its members to write in about their connection between studying a musical instrument and their academic success. On August 18, 1995, Dr. Anton Poringer wrote a letter. I shall be participating in the International Aerospace and Ground Conference on Lightning and Statistic Electricity in Williamsburg, Virginia. I am a member of the Amateur Chamber Music Players. He asked if I would like to play with him at the dinner banquet on Wednesday, September 27, 1995, at 6:30 p.m., the String Quartet by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, KV 136. I wrote back, I would be happy to do this. Dr. Poringer, a scientist from Vienna, was presenting his paper on the formation of superbolts in thunderclouds on Thursday, September 28, 1995, in Williamsburg, Virginia. He was a fine violinist who had been playing the violin since he was a small child. Playing his violin was a lifelong pursuit for him. I asked the head of the conference if I could give a 1 minute speech on music, science, and the brain, and asked the conferees to fill out a short questionnaire on their musical studies as children. He said, "Of course." After we performed the Mozart Quartet with Dr. Poringer, I addressed the conferees as follows. I've been researching how music stimulates the brain and promotes scholastic aptitude. Many of the world's engineers, scientists, medical doctors, and mathematicians have studied musical instruments and continue to do so. I have researched many scientists who have also integrated their thinking process with playing a musical instrument. Dr. Gerald Edelman, MD, Director of Neurosciences Institute and Chairman of the Department of Neurobiology at Scripps Research Institute in California, is also a marvelous violinist who has played since childhood and continues to give concerts. His research on the brain has determined that the brain is a Darwinian organ which changes with the stimulation it receives. When playing a musical instrument, the brain cells are strengthened and form new connections. New medical research shows that playing a musical instrument stimulates all four lobes of the brain and the cerebellum. I'm sure many of you are in the same class as the scientists I've just mentioned, such as our colleague Dr. Anton Poringer. I asked the conferees, how many of you have ever played a musical instrument as an adult or as a child? I would appreciate your help in filling out this 2 minute questionnaire. Thank you for your help. Results of the questionnaire at Dr. Anton Poringer's Lightning Conference. The conference was attended by scientists from the United States, 75%, and Europe, Asia, and South America, 25%. I took the opportunity to query the conferees on their musical history with the following results. Of the 114 engineers, physicists, and medical doctors, 80% had played musical instruments as children, and 60% continued to play. We had a marvelous time playing Mozart's quartet, KV 136, with Dr. Poringer at his Lightning Conference. I will always be grateful for his help in beginning my research on how music stimulates the brain and promotes scholastic aptitude. Dr. Anton Poringer is a scientist, lifelong musician, husband, family man, and friend. He enjoys sharing his discoveries with other scientists and playing chamber music with others.